an open discussion. Should we stop supporting design challenges to protect the craft of design? Unless you have lived under a rock over the past 2 years or so, you have certainly come across one of the dozens of design challenges run by manufacturers, car magazines, social media influencers, and various other outlets. For students and job seekers alike, these challenges, of course, provide a great platform to show their skill and for experienced designers to show that they haven't lost the beat. Looking a bit deeper, a number of voices, however, have been raised over the course over the years as well that said that these challenges take advantage of the creativity without anything in return, really. It is pretty much that work has been done for free and can be used by any manufacturer to get design proposals for free. However, we cannot and should not judge any manufacturer who gets a great turnout by these challenges. In this current age, communication and connection with your target audience on social media is of course key. It has become both a tool to recruit talent, as well as representing the brand to a wider audience, and also not designers. However, what would happen if an idea of a design challenge would appear in a production car, but the designers wouldn't be employed by the respective company, or even not get paid? Design challenges, of course, democratize the idea of transportation design, with tools such as Photoshop and 3Ds being widely available and oftentimes free nowadays. We see participating in these challenges that are not the traditional car designer, but passionate people who love transportation. What used to be done exclusively at universities such as the Royal College of Art, Pforzheim, Art Center, or CCS is now done in public and anybody can join. The problem, one can argue, is of course that the craft of design is being lost. If everyone can join in, and potentially someone without an education in design gets picked by the judges of a challenge above professional designers or even transportation design students, where does it lead the education system and the students learning in it? If we have all these challenges, do we even need internships in the future? Do we need thesis projects? What would be their worth for a company if they could just run a challenge and get many more sketches, ideas than just that of one single intern? It is not my position at all to judge whether or not design challenges are the future. In the end, all participants have chosen freely if they want to share their ideas with the organizer and the arrangement. I do, however, think that if you run a challenge, winners should receive more than a thank you post on Instagram, a t-shirt, or a hat. Give the winners an experience they'll never forget. Invite them to a proper internship or offer a scholarship for their university. Take it as seriously as a design competition internally. Or is the design challenge an attempt to get something you don't have? I'd be very interested to hear your thoughts on design challenges. What experience did you make, especially students and people moving into the industry at the moment? Did it help you? For older listeners and experienced listeners, would you partake in one? Would you run one? And why would you run them? And of course, interestingly, what's the future in them? Where will these challenges move us towards and what kind of ideas will we get from them? Comment below on what you think. What are your answers to these questions? We would love to hear them. And in any case, and as always, thanks for listening to this episode of the short blog posts in an audio version by Concept House. My name is Martin Groschwald. See you soon.